is Two Shits, a bonus episode of Welcome to Reality TV. It features Two Shits, me, Jody, and my friend of 25 years, Kelly. Just like many of you, we're friends that moved back to our hometown and have lots of things we do and don't give two shits about. And if you decide not to listen, that's cool. We'll still love you, and we won't give two shits. So for our two shits this week, we're going to talk about what you do give a shit about, as the wine's on the table, people who don't have alcohol at parties.
Oh.
Like, I don't have time for this. If I'm leaving my house, taking a shower, probably straightening my hair to come to your party, you need to have at least beer, wine, something.
You have been to parties where they haven't served alcohol?
Yes.
At night?
Like baby showers, stuff like that. No alcohol.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, are they religious?
No. They're not Duggarish. No. Not Duggarish at all. It just doesn't occur to them. They're like, oh, we're just like not big drinkers. Like, I think it should be a rule in every household. You either have some sort of liquor, wine, beer, champagne in the house at all times. You never know. You should always be positive and always have a reason to celebrate.
And then
we're alive, goddammit.
What about you two drank, but the family didn't? Is it passable?
It would make Christmas a long day.
Yeah, a lot of
situations. I think baby Jesus would want everyone to be happy.
Well, it's a celebration.
And they have one in church. So.
I mean, it might be Francia, but
Jesus
still
grows the grapes.
It's antioxidants.
Yep.
Okay.
And the wheat that makes yeast and hops and all that, so.
Look at you.
I think it's really just doing the Lord's work. And it's only fair to God.
I would agree.
If you provide, just as he did with the fish and the
I would
bugs.
Agree. So you would expand your two shits to say it's not just about parties, but just really in general. Like, you should probably just have it in your
always,
house.
Always. It's a rule. It's a two shits rule.
I would agree.
Even if you don't drink, it's only polite to me, who might stop by at your house one day to have it.
Unexpected. And we didn't plan this. No, okay. I agree. I like that list.
Okay, all so right. What's your next two shits?
Kids picking out outfits. Couldn't give two shits about my kids picking out their own outfits.
So you could give two shits whether they match, their socks
yeah.
are the same.
Whatever. I mean, there's the time and a place where I think, for me, I do care.
Okay.
Like, to go to church, like, that's not the time for the Batman costume.
Okay. School.
Go right ahead.
Mixed match socks. Don't care.
Don't care.
Okay.
Don't care. Don't care.
See, I'm going to go on the other side and say I give two shits if the kids match when
yeah.
they go to school. Not because I judge other kids, but I'm afraid
yeah.
the teachers are going to judge me that I sent my kid to school like that.
Yeah, okay.
Even though
that's
they probably give two shits because they don't notice and they're just happy they're not picking their nose. Like, they don't care whether the kids match or not. Like, as long as they're not coughing up the
yeah.
phlegmy cough on them.
They're just like, keep it rocking.
Right.
And that's fine.
But I don't care if your kid does. Just like
right.
pets. Like, I could never have a pet.
But there are pet people.
But I don't, but I could give a shit if you have a pet. I'll pet your dog and everything when I
yeah.
come over. I can't do it.
Solidly support that.
Yeah. Your dog, your cat, maybe, is cute.
Your fur child.
Well, the thing with a pet is I'm afraid it's going to choke, and I'm such a germaphobe, I wouldn't put my hands in its mouth, and then it would die, and then I'd feel bad.
That's what's
what
stopping
comes,
you?
That is exactly what's stopping me.
But you've
like,
raised
I can't
kids.
Brush it. But it's an animal. I can't brush an animal's teeth.
Well, I mean, the animal kind of sniffs its own nuts, too, so...
Well, that's the other thing. It drags dingleberries on its butthole on my carpet. My kids don't do that.
This is true.
All right. What I give two shits about is leaving people to work out, whether they're working, biking, running, walking, don't bother that person.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because I've had two experiences where I've been working out and I get stopped. First place was Planet Fitness, and I had to quit because this guy was like stalking me, watching me in the gym. And that like that female part of you that's like, oh, I have to be polite. Mm. I'm just saying things. I'm just like a nice person. And I kept seeing like he was like staring, but I thought like, oh, maybe he just wants the machine I'm working on.
No, or
yeah, no. So I came out of the locker room, like finished up, was walking out, and he followed me out and he was like, what's your name?
Did you give him your real name?
I did, because I'm an idiot. I didn't know. I'm a spot. I don't like,
you're
I wasn't ready
nice
for
person.
It. And then I said, why? And he said, because I like the way you look. And I was like, and the people at the gym watched this whole thing go down. Because then I went home and I called and I was like, just so you know, this really weird thing happened. They're like, oh yeah, that's like how he is, but we can't say anything to him because blah, blah, blah.
What?
So anyway, I quit. So that's my thing. Right, like, don't bother me, whatever. And just the other day, over at the community center, I had an old man stop me while I was doing the hip, thigh, abductor,
gynecological
machine.
Sure, yeah.
And came over and started asking me what, this is the shit that happens to me. Asked me whether, like, that's good for, like, childbirth, because he's seen a lot, like, last year there's a lot of pregnant women that came in and they would be, like, working out and everything. He just doesn't know if it's, like, a women's thing or workout thing. But besides
Google
the fact
that
like,
shit. You don't need to talk to someone about
that. Be, like, relately talking about, like, my childbirth experience. Like, I'm in my target heart rate. I didn't come here to, like, talk with you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here to knock the shit
that
out.
That person was just asking that so they could start talking to you.
He was, like, 82.
I don't know. He just...
But why do I have this face that's, like, please someone
talk
just
to me.
Come and talk to me?
You do, though.
Why?
I bet people just tell you to, like... Not just talk to you, but they take it a step farther and they share shit with you.
I had a mom and parent-teacher conferences one time. I went to go shake her hand and scoot by a desk at the same time. And she thought I was going for a hug and she fully embraced me. And I was caught in this like awkward, like, so good to see you. And they got, there was like, the speech path was there at me. And we both looked at each other like, what's going on?
Like, do you guys know each other?
I just like have this look that's like.
You do.
Come on. Bring it in.
Hug it out.
So yeah, like leave me alone. If I'm on a walk, if I'm running, wave to me.
Yeah,
friendly.
I would agree.
I'm not. I'm busy. I have headphones. Both these times I had headphones in. Wave.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it moving.
I support that.
Okay.
Inappropriate. The gynecological.
And why
abductor,
he couldn't have come to me when I was on like the tricep machine. It had to be.
He was watching. I think he was waiting for
the spread eagle.
An in.
Well,
there it
he
was.
He was about to get in. There it is. There it is.
Okay.
Have you thought about that in your family? Every member in your family has been in and out of your vagina.
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
I'm glad it's not just me. Like, seriously, there's been times when we've been watching a movie and I just look around, I'm like, every single one of you has been in there. And you all don't know it or think about it, but I do.
I'm pretty sure one of them does.
Ugh. Gross.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about things that you do or don't give two shits about?
I don't give two shits, any shits, about decorating by season.
Okay.
At all.
As you're saying this, I have Halloween decorations out that were not all purchased by me.
That's totally fair.
Now, Christmas, I do decorate.
Well, that's fine.
Do you have a tree?
Totally.
Okay. Do you have a menorah?
I don't. I probably should.
Charlie wants to be, my son wants to be Jewish.
Just telling me this now?
Last year, he told me that he would like to celebrate Hanukkah, so I said we would wait until there was a sale on menorahs, and we would purchase one. So we are going to have a menorah and a Christmas tree this year.
I'd love that. So that's a different season, because I feel like...
Oh, shit, it is?
Yeah.
Well, now I give
there's
two
like,
shits about
yeah,
it.
You
now
sure do.
I'm not doing gifts. No.
Jody.
His gift is lighting the candle every day.
I think it comes with gifts every night.
He's not getting a gift every night. I don't think he knows that part of it.
Do you guys do St. Nick's Day? Nick's Night?
Nope.
Something?
Nope. That's with a shoe? No.
I think so.
Nope. You need more.
I do. So, okay.
Okay,
that's
what about Thanksgiving?
Yeah, like some. Like, okay. Like, I feel like if it's, you know, those massive plastic tubs from like Target, yes. Home Depot, whatever.
Fire, the dollar spot.
Yeah, like, yeah. If you can fit your shit for one holiday, yes, yes, yes. You know what I mean? Like, that's fair.
Okay.
Like, we all live in like houses big enough that can support that.
Are you going to fully deck the house out for Halloween and have like the neighborhood haunted house?
With the like cemetery in my lawn.
With the blow up cat that moves its head that's just down the block from me?
No, I didn't see that on sale. No, I didn't.
Okay.
My kids would love if I had that. Here
yeah, no, we're not doing that because it's really just not responsible for the earth. That's why.
You're so ego. You
guys, we're bigger than just ourselves.
Right, house. Right. We care. I just feel like if you can have some holiday-related shit around the house.
About Valentine's
it's great. Day. For sure.
Okay.
St. Patrick's Day.
As long as you can contain it to, like, a 20-quart tub.
Totally.
Okay.
I totally support that.
All right, what if I'm the one who hosts for Thanksgiving so we have a little bit more foliage decoration?
Totally support that. But okay. When your house is, like, shitting tinsel.
Okay, what about 4th of July?
Totally. Well, I for sure support that.
Okay, God bless.
But again, God bless.
God bless USA.
For sure.
Not even the USA. God bless.
Stars and Stripes.
USA.
Absolutely. Okay. But again, keep it to one tub.
Okay, what about Flag Day, our shared birthday?
It sure is. I mean, I may extend the shelf life of my 4th of July decorations to include
Memorial Day. Flag Day.
And Labor Day.
It's only American.
Yes, that's
me. We support the troops.
For sure.
You're wearing a
red one. Look at that. I know. They're doing jobs that I would suck at.
We were born on Flag Day, goddammit. We owe it to the country.
Yes.
You know who else was born on Flag Day?
Who?
Our current commander-in-chief.
No way.
Yes, we do. And our sisters, who share a birthday on August 4th, yeah. Barack Obama. I like to think it cancels out.
What are the freaking chances?
Right? Right. Okay. What about, I couldn't give two shits about Channing Tatum. What are your thoughts? Controversial.
It is. Why?
I think he is absolutely the ugliest male on the face of the earth.
Really? Cover his face up.
Now we're talking a whole different thing.
Okay.
I've never made it past the face. I know he was in some sort of Magic Mike movie. I never saw it.
The mug is a nonstop.
He is like a cyclops. His eyes are so damn close together. I've never made it past that. I've never understood. As with Johnny Depp. Don't understand the attractiveness.
You know, I'm not into like the greasy scene. The greasy hair just stops me.
Do you watch Real Housewives?
Sometimes.
Which city?
Just whatever's on. Why? Is Johnny Depp on there?
Luann, Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah? Her husband?
Oh, no. Oh, God. See, this is going to be a whole new Housewives podcast. So she cheated on her boyfriend, Jacques.
Luann, I thought
very
that...
Very short French man. Oh, hold on. This is season
2.
Oh,
the Countess.
Yes. When she was still the Countess.
Yes.
Had sex with a pirate, a Johnny Depp lookalike, down in St. Bart's, I believe. And this is when she was still with Jacques. Now, she and Jacques broke up. Then she was with Tom. We all know how that went down. Is that how you know Luann now?
Yeah.
Right. So now she's divorced from Tom. You know that?
Yes. Okay. Short marriage.
Yes. Do you know that I tweeted Ramona Singer and she tweeted me back? You know Ramona?
I sure do.
So Ramona.
The jewelry line.
Oh, True Faith Jewelry. You know that I've seen every episode of Every City, right?
No, I didn't know that.
See, this is why I had to have my own podcast.
Yeah, I love it.
Real life, I can't talk about this stuff.
I love it.
Okay, so Ramona had tweeted when all these hurricanes were happening, like, what do we think is going on with Mother Nature? Why is she having all these hurricanes? And so I tweeted her from the podcast account and said, it's about Tom. Because, you know, like, that's
totally
the whole line. It's about Tom. You know,
yes,
the Bethany
line? Yeah.
And she tweeted me back, that's funny. And it was
I can hear
like right
saying
up there with
this.
The birth of my kids, like the moment of like I'm about to sing her to read back.
I can hear like, her seeing saying her big that.
Bug eyes like, that's funny, Avery. Can you believe it, girls? That's funny, Luann. Okay.
How do you think she landed the ex-husband now? He's a babe. He's
Tom? Got,
no, oh. Ramona's husband.
Oh, Mario? You know they're divorced.
Yeah.
I think they were just, well, young.
They She's were not on equal footing looks-wise.
You think? He's hotter?
For sure.
But who he's with now, I think it cancels it out.
Oh, really? Did he, like, get a younger version?
Young, hot blonde.
God.
So that I think that, like, shows his douche factor. Right?
Damn it.
Like, when you're going for someone that's only a couple years older than your daughter, gross.
That is kind of gross. Wow. Okay, so back to Channing.
Okay, so he's just ugly. He's Uggs McGee.
You can't even cover the face and appreciate the body. No. The body of work.
He cheats on his wife.
No!
Yes!
Who would cheat on...
BlindGossip.com? God damn it. Do you, like, read the news? Jesus! BlindGossip.com.
I am writing this down.
This is my news source. Every night before I go to bed, I have to check
Jenna?
Jenna Dewan?
She's... I mean, she's a babe.
You know that she dated Justin Timberlake back in the day.
I didn't. When was this? Like, during, like,
okay,
I know.
Our friendship has been through a lot of highs and lows, and this is proof of it, because...
Is this during, like, the...
We're making it through the dark time, and we're into the light now.
Let's
full disclosure.
Let's just embrace it. Is this when he was, like, dating...
This is when he was, like, JT.
Right.
Like,
after Britney.
On the head. Mm-hmm. She was a dancer.
Yeah.
They dated. Oh. So Jenna Dewan broke up. Howard Stern used to talk about this.
Okay.
So... Yeah, now they're together. He totally cheats on her all the time. Mm-hmm.
Who would cheat on her? She is a fox.
And he's not. I am not on board with the Channing Tatum. I think he is so ugly. I think he carries the same gene as the Duggar boys carry.
That they're good?
No. So the Duggar boys carry what I've talked about this before. I have to listen to the podcast. Mm-hmm. I think they carry some sort of old-timey cowboy prospector gold rush gene where they're a little bit shorter, a little bit stockier than what we've evolved to, and they have kind of like a Brokeback Mountain old-timey large cranium look. I think he has the same thing in his like cranium to eye centerness off.
Kind of like, you know, like in that lineup of like caveman to modern man?
He's like in the middle.
Oh, damn. With
middle.
The club.
Not even middle right. Middle. Oh. 50% evolved. Fuck. Neck up. I don't know. I've never made it past the neck. You think he's attractive?
He's not like attractive to me. He has
Who's
a lot.
Your type?
Well, duh.
You're going to say Ben Affleck.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, thank God.
Carson Daly.
Still?
Still.
Oh, my God. No.
Unwavering. Oh, my unwavering. God. Matt Lauer.
Yeah, but you know, he's a dick.
Well,
Blind gossip.
I've heard that. I've heard that he
Big
is
asshole.
A cheater, but mm-hmm. he just doesn't come off like that.
Which makes him even bigger douche.
What's his face? Who is married to... She was Elsa.
Not Taye Diggs.
Taye Diggs.
Was it Taye Diggs?
Yes.
Okay, well, he's still hot. Do you still have a thing for Tiger Woods?
I don't.
Okay.
That died.
What about John Kelly?
For
Newscaster.
Sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Lester Holt?
Damn, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm digging his vests. He rocks a vest like no one else.
I love a vest. It can go... I think vests go either way.
Do you know that Sebastian Holt, his son, is on Channel 2
Stefan... You mean?
I thought it was Stefan. It's Stefan.
Oh, maybe it is Stefan.
I like Stefan better. Stefan Holt reporting. Live at the Taste of Chicago.
You're like, right, Stefan.
Like a, mm-hmm. almost like they both had a stroke. Like their lower right lip is paralyzed. Is it a lisp?
It's almost like they're packing like chew.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like it's like a puffy under lip.
Like when they go out golfing.
Bulge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they got a bulge.
Yeah. But you know what? I can't. So, I'm not into like skinny men.
Mm-mm. You have to be able to fit in their jeans. That's what I'm
yes.
into. And although he's lost like 100 pounds, I still have to be able to fit in their jeans, or else it's never going to go down well.
No.
Ever, if you weigh more than the person you're with.
But I don't even want to be equal footing. Like,
no.
For sure.
Even if you can eat them under the table, you have to pretend like.
Right.
Oh, I don't know how you do it. Like, I mean.
But I feel like Matt Lauer and Stephen Holt are string beans.
Yeah, for sure. They can definitely rock a slim suit. Okay. Do you watch 90 Day Fiancé?
Sometimes. I know.
Oh, my God. This is like the reason for my living right now is 90 Day Fiancé.
I mean, it is.
Before the 90 days?
No.
Have you seen Courtney?
No.
Yeah, gummy teeth. Is she? Who's been stalking my Instagram.
Oh.
And then I got scared.
Sure. For
because
good reason.
She kept liking things, and I don't think she heard about me talking about her orthodontial needing for a gum grafting surgery.
Damn it.
So she went away for a while, but she's back. She's back into liking them. She's from the Midwest.
Is this the one from Sandusky, Ohio?
No, that's Danielle. That's from the original 90 Day Fiancé.
That I watched like a hawk.
We need to have like a binge session one day.
I know.
We need to sit down and watch all of them because
I need to be away from
mind.
The kids to do that, though.
Yeah, I know. That could be tough. But it's worth it.
It's totally.
It's the important. You're doing important work.
It's research, kids.
Important
moms
work.
Never stop learning.
Okay, so.
So what, Channing. Okay,
so Channing, you like. I couldn't get
well, yeah. I mean, yes.
Okay. You could take him, leave him. But
like Benny Affleck, I feel the same way. I have no idea why any.
He needs a gum grafting surgery.
Yes.
He's got
tic tac teeth.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
Okay, and in a certain way, I'm like, that's really nice that everyone finds him hot, despite the Tic Tacs. That's fantastic.
His personality.
Dick one.
But his personality.
I can't even go there.
In the pub.
Can't even go there.
Okay.
Because I think anyone can smile and look good in a designer suit.
Right. Who's more attractive, Ben Affleck or Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
You think?
For sure.
He kind of has a baby fetus alien look.
That's how
like
much
he wasn't fully formed as a fetus and then came out.
He came like a too much of a preemie.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would
neonatal look.
Still take the neonatal look over Ben Affleck.
Okay. I agree.
Which is
I can't get past the baby teeth.
Which usually I would not go for the shorter, stockier embryo look.
Right.
I'd always choose a more man look. But in that case, no question.
Yeah. I'd have to get over because I think Matt Damon might be a little too attentive, and I have issues with that. Like, I don't want you caring that much if I'm okay today. Like,
right?
I can't have you all up in my needs. I want to be able to bitch about how you don't care about my needs, but...
He fucking bought a zoo.
Want you
Did
in
you
it.
Watch that movie?
No.
Dude, bought
a zoo.
He fucking bought a zoo.
For his wife?
I think the wife died, so he bought a zoo.
Oh, God. That's... What do we think about, speaking of zoos?
Yeah.
Totally off topic.
Yeah.
Steve Irwin's widow.
Bindi?
What's her name? Not Bindi.
That's the kid?
That's the kid.
Okay.
What's the ex-wife?
No idea.
Shit, not ex-wife.
I know.
Whatever her name is. Okay. What do we think about her?
I think...
I think they had crazy, wild sex to heavy metal music. They were very into the 80s. Or a love affair to, like, AC/DC.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's missing him. I think she was like, take it or leave it.
Ooh.
I think that was probably some of the allure of, like, being with him. Is
the
that
danger.
At any minute.
He's a bad boy. A bad, bad boy.
I think it's even more cryptic and fucked up than that. I think she was like, he's playing... games with that tiger and he could get his cranium chomped off.
And that turned her on?
Not even a turn on. I think she's like, he never picked up his socks. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
Dark. Thriller.
He deserves it.
If this was a novel, it'd be a thriller.
Oh my God.
Yes, ma'am.
This could be like the next Gone Girl.
Yes. Like, I support you.
Gone,
you
gay
go
or
play.
Gone, gay or gone.
You go play in that snake pit. You find stud.
Okay.
and I'll be here worrying about you.
And she can be the grieving widow.
But I have your life insurance company on speed
dial. And the zoo. And the zoo in Australia.
Yeah.
And then Bindi gets to go on Dancing with the Stars.
That's where I started to think, they're okay. This wasn't a big deal that this was his dangerous
network. Can I tell you the truth that I did cry when Bindi danced on Dancing with the Stars? For her daddy. Her daddy
Do
was
you
dancing.
Really?
He was dancing over her shoulder.
Do you really think that that was genuine?
I do.
That's nice that you think that.
Okay. This was not planned at all.
Yep.
Bindi has the same eyes as Channing Tatum.
Oh.
Do you see it?
Cranium.
Do you see it? The cat-like. She's... Okay, you know how...
A little too...
You know how inset. Alyssa can place animals with people?
Mm-hmm.
She's a cat. She's a wild cat.
Really?
Bindi? She's got a cat-like face.
She just looks confused to me.
Okay. All right. I'll give that. She's confused.
So
okay.
Maybe she's like a blind cat.
A blind cat wandering through the
I just think anyone who goes on with Dancing with the Stars...
is desperate?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just the same way as every time The Bachelor or Bachelorette after the season ends...
Do you watch that?
I do.
I don't. I don't watch The Bachelor.
I wish I didn't.
Do you remember when Kelly Jo went on?
Yeah.
Kelly Jo, who went to our high school. Who never went by Kelly Jo.
It was Kelly... It was Kelly. Right? Kaharski?
Kelly Kaharski.
Yeah.
She married some, like, NFL player. Or NHL.
No.
Hockey. Mm-hmm.
She was super cute.
She was, but she was never Kelly Jo. Jo was thrown in there for ratings.
But don't you... Like, I feel like that's a whole machine. Like, some of their occupations are, like, student... No, you're not. Taking you graduated 4 years ago, and you're still hanging out at your parents' house.
You know what another big one is? Pharmaceutical sales.
That could mean
everything. That's another one. Uh-huh.
You could work at CVS, which is fine, but just say you work at CVS.
Get a discount.
Not in the pharmacy.
They have some great rewards in there.
Oh, yeah.
I need to cash in my rewards, by the way. I think I have quite a few.
Write that down.